Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:39 in the nation's capital. Overtime. Boy, Grant and Danny, what a show. And it's tough. Tough, man. You lose a colleague. And our dear friend, Pete Medhurst, my guy, he symbolized passion and his love for youth sports and his passion, man, for his kids, and especially Kelly, his oldest, and just listening to how a guy with relentless pursuit of his games, and not just the big four, not just football, basketball, baseball, whatever Medhurst focused in on, he went with a relentless pursuit of perfection after it, man. And it's just... and I never thought once that he wouldn't beat his fight with brain cancer. That's the kind of confidence he exudes. And I realized that that boy, that cancer is a bear. Because, but man, what he gave up, I mean, it just, and Rooster and I, you know, we shared a microphone today for 3 hours, the Chris Russell show, and we followed a couple years back, their show Monday through Friday on 980, and what a thrill. I have so many stories, but what I'm going to do is just in honoring the fact that he would want the show to go on and be so proud. I'm so pleased that we're in the championship game. That's honoring Medhurst. And we're coming out of what people would say, maybe they don't even know where we're coming out of, but we're in it. And we have a shot, whether or not our opponent, and I'm not saying they don't, because I don't take their alumni. I mean, that's just someone talking trash, and thank goodness he did. We need somebody to disrespect us. The first shot fired from Philadelphia, you know it's going to come from South Philly. You already know that's going to happen. And it's been cast. Of course, the verbal attempts, not going to have any outcome on the outcome of the score. But for us, it's just setting the scene. What a scene is going to be. And I love it this way. This is the way I would have asked for it to be within the division. When we meet three times, that's usually what determines who will ultimately be Super Bowl champion. That's how we think about it. It's almost a rite of passage. You in the NFC East, we expect to play you three times. It's going to be us and them, you and them, Eagles, Cowboys, Cowboys, Giants, whatever. That's how the East operates. And so I know a lot of Philadelphia, and it's okay, play the underdog role. You have a terrific team, the way it's been assembled. But all of that on paper is not going to help you one bit. At kickoff. What this team has here in Washington is what all teams that end up surpassing expectations have. They believe. They believe. And at one point in time, most of us have mocked something that has come out of that building. Anytime, any place, anywhere, guess what? They wasn't lying. Not so funny now, is it? And now they saying, bring it. And wouldn't this story wouldn't be complete without the ultimate warrior, Sam Cosmi. If you ask me, what's the one guy I want to have when I'm going to war, it'd be Sam Cosmi. And guess what? The warrior's out. And this team, and I'm not worried for... And that it's a teaching staff. And as a coach, you're like a teacher The good ones are. Their students get better. They don't plateau. They get better. Trent Scott came in there and he rolled his game out in Detroit. So go ahead and say whatever you want to say, especially all you real smart Alex. Those of you that have written a book on Football 101 and, of course, all your cyber expertise. To me, Big Boy is a polar bear in a phone booth. Now, he's going up against a flat-out killer. But it takes one to wrestle with one. You couldn't have given me a better matchup. Now, I know Trent scared some of y'all when he's on the edge at tackle or whatever. Hey, man, when you built like a brick manure house, you may not be the most agile, hostile individual in space. But you put him in that phone booth. I don't know if you got a chance to check the game out in its entirety. But if you like violence, if you like hand-to-hand combat, check out your boy, Trent Scott, brutalizing lions. Physically dominating a human being. So, now, the boy he going up against? Bad man. The boy, Siri, remind me of Reggie White with Jerome Brown's attitude. Flat-out killer. But that's the beauty about this club. We got some of that too. We're no longer a charity case. We stacked. We got them dogs now. And I'm going to tell you what. If you don't understand them, just take a look at our defense, which people are going to question. Dorrance Armstrong, go ahead, keep questioning them. Standard Steel, keep questioning them. I love it. Keep us in doubt. Are they all going to the Pro Bowl? Maybe not. Maybe not. You separate them individually. You know, maybe not. Maybe they don't win a beauty contest. But when you put them together, when you put them together, they become an immovable force. Destruction. Savage. When you look at the middle, but for this playoff pitcher, had they been, no doubt in my mind, because you got to be somewhat insane to do this anyway. Both of them check that box, but they're ferocious. They don't think about going around people. They go through people. And the fact that they're both there at the game, it matters. It matters. This team, DQ, they got a spirit about them, and it's cohesive. And it's not about me. It's us. And that's a powerful force. And guess who doesn't have that? Philadelphia. Philadelphia is me. I want the ball. I need it. Not the running back. He's a bad man. But there's a little bit of dissension. All we need is a crack in the armor. I'm telling you. This is, if you're not, I know you're excited about it. I'm not even going to say if. I know you're excited about it. You know how I know? Because my boy Billy from Annandale, first one on the line, he told Heavy Metal, get me to the DOC immediately. And now he's here. Billy, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Doc? Isn't this the time to be a fan, isn't it, brother?
Man, this is the time to be a believer.
I'm going to tell you what I'm believing in. I went to that Saints game, okay? I saw Jaden playing first time live. You saying Saquon's a bad man? That's a bad man, Jaden. And I love the spirit that you're bringing. And you know what? We got them that Alabama Bull, John. You got to talk about our man, John Allen. Finally, he's back, and he's kicking some rear end, isn't he?
Well, I'm not surprised. He got back in the nick of time, and I'll tell you what he did is borderline freakish to have major injury. Didn't completely tear off the bone, so medically it's been done before. But what we don't talk about is the relentless amount of work he did to maintain the rest of his body to keep it in fighting shape.
That's a man there that's committed.
Yeah.
He showed it.
No. He got a chip on his shoulder. You know why I like John? Because he's always pissed off. I love his demeanor. He's always pissed off. You know what? And as often as they was in last place, he should have been pissed off. He had to have hated the past group. Because he understands he's been trained by the ultimate killer, Nick Saban.
You're right.
So to have had to sit around here and listen to all this hog mosh that he had to listen to, it had to have driven him nuts. But now there's a connection. Because, see, game knows game. Now, Joe Witt Jr., I heard the first press conference. I said, I'm in. Sign me up. And they've been through some rough patches. And some of you have doubted them. I heard you. Some of you have doubted them. You ain't doubting him now. He just had to get rid of some trash and get guys to buy in. And now they bought in Lattimore. Nobody knew that would be as long as it was. But so what? It's fixed right in the nick of time. And what you didn't count on, them young dogs, that D-line. And I'm telling you what right now, that baby boy from Illinois, he ain't done. Coming off foot, I mean, it's hard to come off surgery playing in a brand new league against grown behind men and have your A game. He's coming. He's coming. And when it happens, y'all don't act like you didn't expect it to happen, because they picked him for a reason. This front office is on point. I'm just worried that our front office doesn't get robbed. We could potentially lose everybody. Because if I'm another NFL team, if I don't go to my owner and say, hey, I want to rob the Commanders blind, because these dudes up in their front office is off the chain. Jonesy, K9, on 2. Welcome to Overtime.
Doc, keeper of the K9, on the air, I saw the K9 sign. Listen up, man. This game right here is very, very simple. Don't worry about their game. Worry about our game and the game we play. I'm tired of sitting around listening to losers talk about people. Oh, maybe we can. I believe we can go in there and get that game. Yes. It looked like our defensive line, and all of a sudden woke up and beginning to step up. See, this
be
one
careful.
Thing. That's right. I think they
be careful what
on
you
the
ask for.
That's right.
That's why I mentioned my boy from Illinois. See, it's just a matter of time. It's going to all come together. It's just a matter of time. You know what? The time is Sunday.
Hello? And who says it's not the right time? All you got to get through is get hot. Because it's on and
Newton.
Hot.
Payne.
Newton.
Payne.
Armstrong.
Fowler. The time is now. Louvu.
It's time
that they're introduced to a coming out party. K9. Appreciate your support, man. We're in a complete attack mode tonight, and we welcome you to join us as well on the MGM National Listener Line. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
7:06 in the nation's capital. Rick Doc Walker on the microphone, heavy metal, pushing all of the right buttons. Little chilly outside, they say in the low 20s. Hopefully you didn't have to break your back on your driveway. If you're fortunate, like our next guest, you have staff that came by and knocked it all out. But all of us aren't named Lamont Jordan. If not, we wouldn't have to do any of that. So, LJ, I know your driveway is all blacktop, right?
No, I get out there and I still treat it like I'm a kid, Doc. I get out there and shovel the snow myself. That's part of my workout.
I kind of had a feeling you'd say that, and I am one that would believe you. I would definitely believe you. When you see, first of all, start with the host team, the Philadelphia Eagles, and very few people have been in your shoes that can comment about Saquon Barkley's performance. You've been in that. You've had moments like that. When you see him perform against a really aggressive, scrappy team in the Los Angeles Rams, what say you, Brother Jordan?
You know, Doc, all of us who play football, especially on the East Coast, you love and you always grow up playing in the snow. And when you're a big back, any most running backs who are big backs, we love playing in the snow. And Saquon is just one of those backs. You could just tell he was having fun. And, you know, we spoke earlier in the year, Doc, and I said this. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to go where Saquon Barkley takes them. And right now what he's done is taking them to the NFC Championship. I know they were winning prior to him coming there, but I just think that Saquon is that missing piece. He has truly taken that city on his shoulders, and he's really the reason that the Philadelphia Eagles are where they are right now.
Okay, then help us crack the code. I don't know about metal, but I'm confused that how a man who very easily could be offensive MVP of the league could have snapped a record, a running back record, had he chose to. And yet, the person that allowed him to leave a team still has a job. How is that possible?
Well, Doc, we know not everybody who is in the National Football League in the head office are people who know what they're doing. And when you have a guy like Saquon has pretty much, in my opinion, he's been doing this his entire career. Even if you go back to Penn State, for Saquon, it's all about his work ethic, man. He is just a constant worker during the offseason. He's strong, he's powerful, and he's a competitor, man. And so I'm really happy for him. I mean, I'm definitely rooting for the Commanders. But as a running back, to see what he had to deal with the Giants, for the Giants to pay a quarterback who, let's just face it, he's just not an NFL quarterback in any system under any coach. For the Giants to let him go, it just lets you know that, you know, they don't necessarily have the smartest people over there. But with that said, with between Saquon and Derrick Henry, you talk about the boy Gibbs. I'm loving seeing the running back position get the notoriety that it deserves because, hey, you want to win games during this time of year on the back of the running backs, unless, of course, you're the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels is your quarterback. But what Saquon Barkley is doing, what he's done throughout his career, it's really impressive. I mean, in my opinion, he is the number one back in the National Football League. He is the best all-around running back in the league right now. And like I said, and I'm going to keep saying it, where he goes, the Eagles are going to go where he takes them.
B-Rob had a different version of B-Rob this week, just in the nick of time. What did you see? What had we been seeing? Was it all O-line related or play calling or B-Rob?
I think it's all the above, Doc. And if you notice, when he got the ball, there was no hesitation. There was no waiting. From the time that he got the ball, he was running full speed. And this is what I've been talking about all year long. When you have a back like that, you want him to get the ball, allow him to run full speed and get downhill. When you give B-Rob space, when you give him the types of runs where he's not just pausing and waiting for plays to develop, when you give him the opportunity to get the ball and go, he shows you what he's capable of doing. And think about this, and it's not just B-Rob. The Commanders had 481 total yards, Doc. 173 of those yards came from your running backs. That is the recipe for the Commanders. It was the style of runs. It was the offensive line, the way they did. But I also think that they did a great job of being balanced. And once Jaden was able to just toss the ball all over the field, I have to give Cliff Kingsbury credit. He did a number of things in that passing game. And if there's one thing that he did that I noticed throughout the course of the game is whether it was a tight end or back, he did a great job of making sure that these guys chipped, gave the offensive lineman extra help, which allowed Jaden to feel more comfortable in the pocket. And so I take my hat off to Cliff. I think that he called a phenomenal game. They were able to spread the ball around. But when it comes to what they were able to do in the run game, I really think that the style of play calling, give B-Rob the ball, let him run full speed, let him be a battering ram. And when you've done that, you've seen the results.
Eckler, again, I'm so impressed. And it was not hard to be impressed. Hell, he's been impressive his entire career. He has that heat spurt ability. He goes from zero to wherever he's getting to in an eyelash. He just always seems to boost, make things happen. Different style body than you, but I got to believe he's your kind of guy based on how productive he is.
Yeah, he is. I think that him and B-Rob, they complement one another. You know, coming into the Detroit game, we talked about the 1-2 combination of Montgomery and Gibbs. Montgomery is more of the hammer. Gibbs is more of the lightning. And I think that that's what you get with B-Rob and Eckler. Eckler is a problem. He's been doing this since he was with the Chargers. He's a guy that if you give him the ball in open space, once he catches the ball, he is 0-60 in a matter of seconds. And that's what you want from your running back. I mean, really, that's really what you want from everybody who touches the ball is to catch the ball and go. And he has enough, as short as he is, he has that balance that when he's running full speed, that even once he hits you, he can fall forward for an extra yard or two. And so I just think all the way across the board, Cliff did a great job of calling this game. And when you gave these guys the opportunity, they just went out there and they made the plays. And again, I got to take my hat off to Cliff. What he did by giving Jaden time to actually throw the ball with the backs and the tight ends, chipping, taking a little bit longer to get out, that also opens things up for your running backs and your tight ends on the check down, because everybody's going to drop back deep to check these long crossing routes. And now that just opens things up for your backs. And when you have a back like Austin Eckler, who is the epitome of catch the ball and get downfield as fast as he can, I just loved everything that I saw from the offense. Although early on, and I sent you a text, mm-hmm. I felt like early on they were about to be a little cutesy. They were getting ready to be a little cutesy. But you just saw it. B-Rob got that ball. The offensive line did a phenomenal job. This was just a great team win for the Commanders.
Yeah, Lamont Jordan, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It was a point when you hit me up. I call it creative people. They express themselves through creativity. Neanderthals, they express themselves through force. And Cliff has a dark side. He really does. And then he slammed that bad boy between them tackles. And that's why I want the whole world to know that when Cosme went down in that, Big Trent, I mean, Trent Scott stepped up and stepped in and got busy. And their tight ends always block. They block, the backs block, everybody block. The wide receivers block. The quarterback would block. Everybody blocks. This team, and of all the teams that you played on, you know, you can look at this group. They're a real team. It's not a cliche. It's not a joke. They're a real live team, and they believe it, and they are hard to beat because you got to beat all of them. You just can't beat one of them.
Yeah, Doc, these guys, they love playing together. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you see a guy make a play, it's not just one guy celebrating on his own. You can see the guys are just happy for one another. And this is just great to see, man. I'm really happy for the Commanders fan base. This has just been years of just straight darkness. The amount of fans that have jumped ship and decided to become Ravens fans, and I hope that they continue to be Ravens fans, because right now, this is a moment for the diehard Commanders fan to truly enjoy. You have a great team. Dan Quinn is just doing a phenomenal job. And I told you when we spoke early on during the offseason, Doc, when they put this coaching staff together, I said I love what this coaching staff is building. I love the people that they have. You have former players. You have a mentality, and there's nothing soft about this team. And when you get ready to play the Eagles this week, this is a different opponent than what you face with the Lions. The Lions were more of a finesse team. This game right here is going to be has to be an old school NFC East type of game, because this game, there's going to be nothing pretty and finesse about it. This is going to be a physical game. And I'm going to be honest with you, Doc. I think the Eagles got away with one. The Rams showed you the blueprint to beating the Eagles, and I think the Commanders are a perfect example of what that blueprint is. It's fast-paced offense, get the ball down the field, get up on the line of scrimmage, because the Eagles have shown when you force them, when you continue to move the ball and you operate from a fast pace, that defensive line gets tired. And so I'm really looking forward to this game. And this game, Doc, it comes down to this for me. You want A.J. Brown to be reading his book. That's one thing. When he's getting the ball, he's engaged with his teammates. When he's not getting the ball, he's sitting down reading his book. You want him to finish that book. Force Jalen Hurts to be the one that beats you. I think Detroit did the Commanders a favor because they only ran Gibbs 14 times throughout the course of the game. The Eagles are not going to do that. They are going to continue to hand Saquon the ball. You have to make sure you contain Saquon. Don't allow Jalen Hurts to beat you when he's pulling the ball. Make sure that you keep Hurts in the pocket, because I do believe that if you can hit Hurts, you can rattle Hurts. Commanders have to continue to take care of the ball, which they've done a great job all year long.
He may be in a brace. I mean, not wishing any harm upon him, wink, wink, but you may catch him with a bad wing. And he's still a gladiator, though. All of them are. The Eagles, they're legit. But that's how you want it. You want to get them at their best. And especially now that some of the alums over there are talking trash, that just adds to the fire. Plus, there's no better fan base that you want to see crying at the end of the game than their fan base. So this really sets it up the way we like it. Remember when Jay Gruden's crew... I remember being on that field out there putting on those championship hats. One of Jay's last groups, we went down there and won the NFC East. And I'll never forget that. No better place to celebrate a championship than South Philadelphia.
I agree with you, Doc. And here's the thing about it. When you talk about having teammates who love playing, you know, who love playing with one another, the Eagles are a team that I think that if you keep the pressure on them, they will self-destruct. The Commanders aren't a team that's going to self-destruct. So if you can make sure you contain Saquon Barkley, and if you're Saquon or if you're a Commanders fan, Saquon Barkley, 26 carries for 146 yards and 2 touches, 29 carries for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's the guy that you have to stop. contain Saquon, force the Eagles to beat you with Jalen Hurts. And I think the best way to do that is this offense has to operate, be very efficient, stay out of third and long situations, and don't abandon the run game. I would say let the throw set up the run, because if Kliff calls the game again the way he did against Detroit, where he's letting his tight ends and his backs allow Jaden to have a little more time, I really don't think that the Eagles secondary can hold up. I think the Eagles beat the Rams simply because the weather helped the Eagles out. This weekend is going to be clear. Give Jaden time to throw the ball. Kliff continue to dial things up, and we have to make sure that we contain Saquon. If we can contain Saquon, force the Eagles to throw the ball, I think we're talking about the Commanders playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay, we're going to hold you to that. We're going to hold you to that. So Heavy Metal has that on tape. So, hey, man, we just do this same time in a few days, brother, because it won't take long, and I like it like that. I like it, the fact that we're in the mix, that we can at least talk about this because we're in it. Hell, if we was home sucking our thumbs, we wouldn't have no shot. We got a shot. Appreciate you, man. As Coach would say, you are simply one of the best.
No problem, Doc. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. To break we go, Heavy Metal. Let's crank it up. 8 o'clock hour coming upon us. You never know who's going to knock on our door. In the meantime, we'll light up the lamp. 1-800-636-1067. Fan.